Nunavut, the Northwest Territories and Yukon have signed a memorandum of understanding with the aim of creating a northern trade zone. An announcement of the non-binding agreement was released July 29. This agreement is about northern leadership, said NWT Premier R.J. Simpson. Through the territorial trade zone, the three territories are taking concrete steps to reduce barriers, grow our workforce and attract investment, all in ways that reflect our unique northern and indigenous realities. We're not waiting to be invited into the national economy. We're shaping it, together. All three territories have agreed to explore the development of a joint credential registry to allow for more mobility in the workforce across the North. Another aim of the Memorandum of Understanding, MO, is to promote the North as a unified trade zone. The three parties will share knowledge on how to move goods and labor through the challenging terrain of the North and work to harmonize regulatory regimes. The territories will also work together to push for more funding from Ottawa to help further economic development. For Nunavut, these agreements represent more than just economic collaboration. They are about creating opportunities for Nunavummiut to fully participate in the Canadian economy, said Nunavut Premier P.J. Akigak. By strengthening labor mobility and reducing trade barriers, we are helping to build a more connected North and ensuring that our communities benefit from the growth and innovation happening across the country. I look forward to working with our partners to advance this shared vision, Akigak added. Coming just 2 months after Simpson, Akigak and then Yukon Premier Ranj Pillai agreed to explore the idea in May. The MO is part of larger efforts to reduce trade barriers across the country. In June, as part of these trade liberalization efforts, the Yukon government announced it was removing limitations on procurement, real estate licensing, forestry, fisheries, and agricultural land use. These were identified as the least complex barriers to remove while minimizing impacts on local economies. A territorial trade zone is the kind of innovation we need right now as we seek to support Team Canada's broader efforts to expand trade across the country, while recognizing the realities of living and doing business in the North, said Yukon Premier Mike Pemberton. The territories are a distinct and vital economic region within Canada and they deserve tailored solutions that reflect their unique opportunities and challenges.